This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now for us to get into the world of news talk radio in sort of an official way. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting in Rich McFadden, Walter Sterling, and Victoria Jones, all part of various landscapes when it comes to the world of news talk radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Walter Sterling is a Westwood One Network talk program host. His program can be heard on the weekend, Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time. A lot of great radio stations around the country are carrying that. Victoria Jones is in Washington, operating in a world that truly makes her unique. Although Richie's in Washington in his own kind of unique world as well. I guess we all have a uniqueness to us, and that's what makes our perspective on some of these stories that come out of the charts at Talkers Magazine. Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, Michael Harrison and his gang there put together a concentrated list, listening to radio stations and programs that are hosted by some of the experts, and 10 items come out of that list. People also on the list. So this week, I'm going to quickly go through them, and I'm going to tell you what I think the number one story of the week is, and it doesn't necessarily agree. And it isn't about agreement. It just, in my world and in my corner of the conversation world, I find that the passing of John McCain was the number one story, not Trump and the Russia investigation, that sort of thing. But anyway, that's just from my perspective. The official list starts at number 10 with a focus on sports talk radio, the preseason at the NFL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And number 9, the police officer convicted in that shooting. People say it's about time. Number 8, the passing of Aretha. Number 7, the president versus Google. Number 6, trade talks. Number 5, the continuing focus on the bad guys of Washington. Let's see, the Tuesday primaries. Number 4, the fate of Mr. Sessions, Jeff Sessions, Attorney General. Number 3, McCain. Number 2, and the investigations on Trump. Number 1. So, and on the people list, it's Aaron Rodgers, who's got that contract thing going on, Major League Baseball. What did he get, $134 million? Richie is getting paid something half of like it, or 80% up front between now and next spring. I think that's what I saw there. Good God. Aretha's number 9. Roy Aller, number 8. Hillary Clinton, number 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Robert Mueller is 5. Don McGahn, or McGahn, is 4. McCain is 3. Michael Cohen is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Okay, so we have everybody engaged here. I'm going to just bring you over to what I thought Joe Biden's memories of John McCain. We all saw the video of the family, Mrs. McCain and Meghan and the rest of the members of the family, some of whom you recognize, some of whom you don't. Going by the coffin, the casket, as it laid in state in Phoenix, and then Joe Biden comes at the memorial at the Baptist Church there. It was very emotional. It was very descriptive. I thought these guys were friends, and you could tell it from the get-go. And even though the speech was powerful and it was a great reflection on McCain and his life and legacy, I think Biden said in a paraphrasing way, we shall not see his like again. It's almost, it feels like almost a presidential funeral. Even though McCain wanted to be president, he never did get there, but he, as in my mind, far and away the most important of the senators of that group of 100. And so, and you see how they all got along, Democrats and Republicans. And Biden talked about how they used to fight about stuff. But then at the end of the day, it kind of reminds me of the story of Ronald Reagan and what's his face from Boston?
Tip O'Neill. Right.
At the Friday, they'd get together at the end of the day and have a bourbon and make their deals. So that's what life ought to be about. But it isn't, at least not now. And that's what they lamented somewhat. But Biden was the best at it. And so some of the things, there are a lot of heartbreaking moments. You could see the tears, the reflection in Biden. And it's time for, I said this earlier, and I don't know whether you guys all agree with me. I started reflecting again. It's not the first time I've done this, but I reflected again on the state of politics and people in our country and how angry people are. And I wonder out loud if it doesn't start to a point with some of these people who are doing the political talk radio programs, who are so biased and who are so angry, and they're just so... Yeah, I'll start with Victoria on this. Victoria, what do you think about it? You've been doing talk radio for a long time, and you've done partisan and nonpartisan talk radio. So what about, is talk radio, or some of the elements of talk radio, some of the personalities of talk radio, responsible in part for the things that Joe Biden was talking about?
To an extent, I think, because I'm not saying that that's a good or a bad thing necessarily, because we're talking then about free speech. Yeah. But I think talk radio is an immensely powerful medium. But when people in talk radio speak, people listen. So to that extent, one has to also say, we as listeners to talk radio, and we're all listeners to talk radio, we're responsible. So that we can't pin things on a very small percentage of the population who speak.
All right. That's a great point. Walter Sterling, what say you when it comes to your rendering of where we are right now in terms of how the political realities shake out?
The political reality is unique in that I didn't like President Obama's policies. I didn't like much of the way he presented himself, but I respected the fact that he was President of the United States. And if you loved him, you and I could have a sincere conversation about it. And then, like you said, go have a bourbon, or in my case, a Diet Coke. But the fact is that this is very, very different. This is a very different dynamic we're dealing with today. I have to be very cautious over who I say I voted for Trump. I have to be very careful who I say that to. My wife, my never suffering much younger wife, says, don't tell people who you voted for. Well, that's a very unusual thing that I can't admit and be proud of who I voted for, who turned out.
Yeah, why shouldn't you be proud of it? Why should you be
president of the United States? But let me tell you why the reaction, because I've thought about why is this such a hard reaction. The day after he became president, there were protests in the street, and all he had done is eaten lunch. There were screaming protests. Scarlett Johansson screaming in the street. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. What it is guilt. It's collective guilt by people who did not vote. Because whenever I encounter that response of, oh, Trump, how horrible, I look at them and say, did you vote? And there's always, always, always silence and change of subject.
You know,
this is about a population that did not vote.
So
and now
you
regret
bring up something that is important to remember. In many jurisdictions, if not most jurisdictions, this next Tuesday is primary day. And not to be a lecturer here on the circuit, but most people, whether you realize it or you don't realize it, don't know or understand that primaries are more important than the general election. Because here's when you winnow out you weed out the crazies. But because the crazies are the ones who go vote in the primaries, the crazies are the ones that end up on the ballot. So if you don't want crazies on the ballot, you better go vote, even if you're voting for a crazy, in the primary, which is next Tuesday, for all the various there local elections.
You can
elections.
Make the case that because people didn't vote, that's why we had Trump and Hillary.
Yeah.
No, that's not
right.
Why. No. I've read those editorials. That's not why he won.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
The reason he won is because of the people who went out and voted for him, period.
True. There are people getting out to vote for him. Yeah, right. There's something to be said.
He did motivate people.
Yeah. And so, but anyway, the point is let's not get scammed. Let's get to the polls on Tuesday. Let's vote for our preference to be in the final election. Don't sit on your hands. Get out and vote. A lot of important local elections, statewide elections, regional elections, congressional elections, Senate elections. So it's a very important time. It's 17 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. Take pounds off sensibly. This is a time for you to consider a product called Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Real people have had real weight loss success using Calitren. Why? Because Calitren's essential active ingredient is the protein in collagen. Collagen is the bodybuilder. When you see bodybuilders taking a lot of protein to build up their muscles, what they're really absorbing is collagen. Because as you get older, your body makes less of it, so you got to supplement with it. So if you want to lose the weight, and you don't necessarily want to look like a bodybuilder, but you exercise, get that muscle back there. As you get older, you need more muscle, not less. Keep your body and your skeleton together. This is the magic formula. It really is. Calitren's been around for 30 years, successfully helping people lose weight the healthy way, the positive way. You don't have to go on crazy diets and spend a lot of money. Nope. This is really good, basic stuff for your body. Collagen peptides are proven effective at maintaining weight with no adverse effects. Collagen, Calitren. Get them by going to toploss.com, toploss.com. Mention DJV and get 10% off the deal. And if you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Pretty good deal. Great way to get rid of the weight. Don't get scammed. Get the real thing. Calitren will get the weight off. Toploss.com is the website. Toploss.com. Can't get it in the store. Get it online at toploss.com. Take advantage of the special 10% off with the DJV code.
Those mean voices inside your head.
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them.
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence.
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitren and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitren's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitren and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger. And being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitren has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitren help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Hey, Dad, want to shoot some hoops?
In a bit, buddy. I promise.
Allegra knows that allergy symptoms can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
I'll just play by myself.
For outdoor and indoor allergies, get Allegra. It's the fastest, non-drowsy allergy relief. It starts working in 1 hour, helping you break through your worst allergy symptoms with continuous 24-hour relief.
Yes!
Great shot, buddy. Let's play another game.
You're on, Dad.
Get Allegra and get back to the moment. Among single-ingredient OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use as directed.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
I'm I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue here with our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio. The Talk Radio Review, Victoria Jones, I was about to say Victoria Keelan, who is on the DJV program, and often is here with us on the overview that we have called the Talk Radio Review. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine for putting this list together every week of the year. This is the one for the week of August 26th to the 31st, last of August. Victoria Jones, who's the Chief Washington Correspondent for DC Radio, is here. And we've sort of been reflecting on McCain and the ramifications of his passing and the things that Joe Biden said and other things that... McCain was a very interesting figure, and one that we, as I look at him, the old politicians, maybe that's because I'm just older, Victoria.
I'm not biting. I'm not going there.
Okay, sweet. Very nice. So do you, I said I thought passing McCain was the number one thing. What do you think the number one, from your experience, your conversations this week, from the list, what do you think is the, as you reflect, is the number one thing this week?
I think McCain is the number two story this week. I think the number one story this week is grossly underreported. And I think that because it's been grossly underreported all the time. And I think the number one story this week is that the number of dead as a result of the hurricane in Puerto Rico last year has officially, finally been increased by the government from 64 to nearly 3,000.
So when I heard this earlier in the week, yeah, and I wonder why. What was in it for the government to screw around with the numbers?
Well, a number of things. First of all, I think incompetence, which often plays into an awful lot of things by bureaucracies. Also, apparently, what was being taken into account was, like, if you, Doug, were hit by a rock falling on your head or a tree hitting you, it could happen, that was counted. And if it happened immediately, that was counted. But if you died later as a result of lack of medical attention, clearly because the hospital was not functioning, and things like that, or clearly as a result of an injury, that was not counted. Also, there were new guidelines from the CDC for doctors about how to fill out death certificates. And the doctors didn't know this. And so they didn't know that they could count people in a new way as having died as a result of the hurricane. And so this was one of the major contributing factors. And George Washington University did a major report on this, which, and also the Puerto Rico system was not set up to do this properly because they didn't have the infrastructure. So there were, it was like a convolution of things that came together, and as a result, this is what happened. So finally, it came together. Nevertheless, President Trump said that they did a fabulous job in Puerto Rico.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
And
the government did an appalling job with the meals.
It's still a mess down there.
Well, FEMA did a great job.
FEMA, as the D.C. radio correspondent, you see this. You've been in Washington for a long, long time, so you know the stories and the cover-ups and the nonsense that goes on. I'm just still trying to figure out why Puerto Rico is going to become the 51st state. Like it or not, they can't bail themselves out. So they're going to have to become...
They were in trouble before the hurricane.
Yeah, they were in big trouble before the hurricane. But it is interesting to try to speculate as to why this became such a clouded mess, if you will. So interesting. Victoria thinks that's the number one item this week. We'll get Walter Sterling's take on that when next we continue here on The Countdown.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The world remembers Arizona Senator John McCain and Queen of Soul Aretha Franklin. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Senator John McCain's become the 31st person to ever lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke at the ceremony.
Generations of Americans will continue to marvel at the man who lies before us, the cocky, handsome naval aviator who barely scraped through school and then fought for freedom in the skies.
Music legends and religious and political leaders joined Aretha Franklin's family and fans for a celebration of her life in Detroit Friday. The Queen of Soul died of cancer earlier this month at the age of 76. Guests at the Greater Grace Temple included former President Bill Clinton, former First Lady Hillary Clinton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Faith Hill, and Smokey Robinson.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy.
Fadden, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Roundup, which continues in a matter of moments. Let me call your attention, if I may, to the powerful way to clean out your innards, if you will. Life Change Tea. Maintain your perfect health. If you don't have perfect health, this is a way to get there. Life Change Tea cleanses your body from what they describe, and what I agree, intruders. The things that get into your body that have come as a result of the food, the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, processing of food now, it depletes the value of the nutritional product. So you need to clean your body and maybe change your evil ways when it comes to what you eat. I know that's hard to do. So let's go to GetTheTea.com together, shall we? GetTheTea.com is the website where you can get Life Change Tea, and you'll see other teas that are there that are made in America. All the tea is grown in America. It's organic, it's natural, and it will cleanse your body. Make yourself ready, willing, and able for the holiday season, which is this. I want to wash my mouth out with soap saying this, but we're into the fall, and it'll be Thanksgiving before you know it, and Christmas, and New Year's, and parties, and you'll eat even worse than you have been at the barbecues. So this is a tea that makes you go, literally and figuratively, Life Change Tea. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you're going to be pretty happy with the results. I am. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the DJV code for free shipping. Doug Steffen here to review the people. The official list, as prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and company, have come up with the following list of the 10 most talked about people on talk radio for this week, and this week only. Aaron Rodgers, big contract with the NFL, number 10. Aretha Franklin's passing, and her being obviously the spotlight there, number 9. Roy Oliver, number 8. Hillary Clinton, number 7. Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillespie. They're tied at 6. Robert Mueller and Giuliani are tied at 5. The aforementioned McGahn and Jeff Sessions, who is the Attorney General, tied for 4th position. John McCain, number 3. Michael Cohen and Lanny Davis, number 2 of the people slot. And number 1, pretty much as usual, and as we can expect from now until the end of time, or at least the foreseeable future, number 1 person on the list is President Donald Trump. That's the story. I'm Doug Steffen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowner is away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Talk Radio Roundup, the charts for the week of August 26th to the 31st, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, do all the research, listening to the stations and the hosts and that sort of thing. At number 10, what's going on in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers' contract, sports talk radio, big stuff. Number 9, the ex-police officer convicted in the shooting of the teenager. Number 8, the passing of Aretha Franklin. Number 7, the president versus Google. Number 6, trade talks continuing. Number 5, the Cohen guilty plea, still on a lot of people's minds. Tuesday primaries, don't forget to vote on Tuesday. 4, that's number 4. Number 3, McGahn and his exit from the White House. Passing of John McCain is number 2. And the Trump Tower story on CNN, coupled with a continuing focus on the investigation of what's going on with Trump, that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we're moving into I was going to say the final zone here on this week's review from the perspective of the talk professionals, Victoria Jones and Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden and the Dougster are here. We've been talking about air conditioning. All right, so what about the passing of Aretha? How's that on your radar this week? Well, I guess I'll go to Walter because he's the
naysayer. Well, I think the coolest thing about her that we learned in her death was that from her first performance to the Kennedy Center Honors, whenever she performed, she did two things. She said, one, you're going to pay me in advance.
Cash.
Two, you're going to pay me cash. She would put it in her coin purse and put her coin purse on top of the piano and then played with that coin purse on the piano. No one was taking her money.
She Chuck got Berry that from Chuck thing. Berry. She got that whole thing from Chuck Berry.
Yeah. And wasn't it the best? Wasn't it the best in her casket? She was wearing red high heels and her legs crossed.
Well, yes. What I thought was more interesting is that they changed her outfit 3 times for each one of the displays. So 3 days of display.
Yeah, what kind of a show
do
you think that was
on each
day? Fantastic. I love that.
That's your best.
Fantastic.
Yeah. They didn't do that for McCain. McCain's wearing the same suit today that he wore 2 or 3 days ago when they put him in the casket. So that didn't change.
But if you roll McCain over, he's got a screw you Trump bumper sticker on his butt.
Maybe beyond the bottom of the casket.
The absence of Trump and incidentally of Sarah Palin at the funeral speaks volumes. Is very interesting.
Was she disinvited or did she just not come?
No, she was not invited.
She was not invited.
She was not invited. No.
Wow.
I think that's appropriate. The two men had nothing in common. They didn't. After the election, the run, they were done. There was nothing between the two of them. Palin went off on her own. And McCain often, if you read
now,
McCain's
book. Now, what about Obama?
Book,
because McCain did not like Trump because he got to where he wanted to and never got there. But he didn't like Obama either because he beat him. Is he coming to the funeral?
He's speaking at the funeral,
oh, yes.
And so is George Bush.
Obama was phoned by McCain and was personally asked to give a eulogy. McCain came to admire and respect Obama over the years. They were never close friends,
no.
But he came to have a respect for him.
And the same is true of George Bush. He didn't like George Bush at, if you, again, read that book that he wrote. He didn't like George Bush at all. And the dirty tricks that the Bushies played on him in North, was either North Carolina or South Carolina, they started a rumor that he fathered an illegitimate black child because this is how stupid they are. McCain has an adopted black child. And so the mongers down there got it in their and it worked because it was after McCain won handily in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I remember that.
The next stop was North Carolina,
right.
And he got wiped out because of the rumors of his fathering a black child and his infidelities with his wife, which weren't true. I mean, all of this kind of stuff. But that's how politics is, and it's a nasty business. It's not as nasty as not having air conditioning at schools, Walter, but it's close.
You know, and in the Broward schools, you know what the big issue is there in Broward County, Rich?
Yes.
The big issue is that the air conditioning doesn't work and that it's infected with black mold and hundreds of kids of lung infection from bad air conditioning.
You know, one of the subtopics here that isn't being discussed much, another item, is the reemergence of Legionnaire's disease, not just on cruise ships, but hotels and that sort of thing. It's shown up in many, many places. It's kind of like the mosquito problem that's come back again. What was in the south of mosquitoes?
Malaria.
No, not malaria. What was the thing that affected babies that came from mosquitoes a couple, 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Bad grandparents?
Zika.
Zika. That's right. Zika. Yeah. That's come back again. Yep. All right, so all those things, see how we've played with the stories and the people, and we've added to your knowledge, all those things are good. Thanks to Walter Sterling, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden for this hour of the Talk Radio Roundup. 10 minutes before the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's time for us, those of us who are addicted to technology, to get the top five technological stories this week, according to the editing of Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us from number five to number one. Number five, which is actually number one. Well, the first story is number five. Chipotle is doing something that is very good for people like me who want to put food and farm together. Will you explain, please?
Yes. Chipotle has announced the launch of an accelerator program designed to find new and innovative companies in the food and farming space that focus on technology-focused solutions. So these are, they're looking for farming and tech combined. So agricultural advancements is something that Chipotle has really tried to get behind. And part of the reason for that is because Kimball Musk, who is perhaps the lesser-known Musk brother, Elon, of course, being the more famous one, Kimball Musk is a board member of Chipotle and a farmer, and so he has a company that he started called Square Roots, and that's a sort of an urban farming company, and so he's very into combining technology and making that easier for advancements in agriculture. So it's not surprising that he's behind all this, and so Chipotle's foundation is investing $200,000 into the program. program, and they said that if someone comes up with a great idea, that they are open to investing in that company as well, or even acquiring them. They have, if you go on Chipotle's site and you have a farming initiative or an agricultural technology-based company, then you can apply for this right now.
What's the name of it? The Square Root, isn't that what it is? You say
Square Roots is Kimball Musk's farming company.
All right, number four, a focus on YouTube this week.
Yep, it seems like every tech company these days has become increasingly concerned about your digital well-being. That's a whole new buzz phrase for 2018. And so less than a month after Instagram rolled out its first suite of tools for measuring how much time you're spending on the app, YouTube is doing the same thing. Advocacy groups and researchers, of course, have been raising alarms about the negative effects of too much screen time. And so Google has done the same thing. Facebook is doing the same thing. Now with YouTube, you can actually go to the new setting in your account. It's called Time Watched, and there you'll be able to set controls for yourself if you want. You can turn off the autoplay, which means when one video ends, another one starts automatically, and that's how you go down the rabbit hole. So you can turn that off, and you can also set up a viewing schedule for yourself so you're not stuck on YouTube all week.
All right, moving to number one. Now it's time for number three on the list this week of the top five stories. You can get to Instagram in a different way now, according to something new there, yeah?
Well, Instagram is letting more people apply for verification. That's the little blue check mark when you know it's really the person that says that it, who is.
Ah.
So that the reason they're doing that is because they want people to fill out the form and to go through the process so they make sure that everyone on Instagram is identifiable. They want to know what country you're located in, which is a direct relation to the Russia investigation. They want to know if you've changed your name recently, if you know, your account name, and things like that. And so basically Instagram said that the community of Instagram users has been letting them know that transparency is really important and they want to know more. So that's Instagram's answer, which is actually a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Number two on our list of the top five, Yahoo! Look out!
Oh, man, Yahoo is right. So the Wall Street Journal found out this week that Yahoo Mail is still scanning users' emails for data to sell to advertisers. Now, this is something they said they were no longer doing. Well, turns out they lied. There's no other way around it. Oath is the company that now owns Yahoo, and they are in talks with advertisers to provide a service that would scan 200 million Yahoo inboxes for insights on the users, like if you're a frequent flyer, if you're self-employed, and other qualities that they can then sell to retailers, which basically means retailers can spam you. So my advice, get away from Yahoo Mail. But and last year, all three billion of their accounts were breached anyway, so you're not doing yourself any service.
Bye-bye, Yahoo!
Yep.
Number one, a focus on Spotify now that college is back in session.
That's right. Last September, Spotify announced a bundle with Hulu for college students that only cost $5 a month. And so it was a Spotify for music, Hulu for TV. Now they've added in a premium subscription to Showtime, and they didn't increase the price. It's still $5 a month. So this is the best possible deal if you're a college student. It's a great deal for Showtime as well because they have the eyeballs of a whole new generation of viewers. And in a time when people are cutting the cord with cable left, right, and center, they need to be getting a new audience. So it's a great deal for consumers, though. If you're a college kid, go for it.
Woohoo! I did woohoo instead of Yahoo. Woohoo! There it is. That's my reaction to the technical news. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.